Hello and welcome to International Media. I'm Fabien-Yannick Charbonneau. In this week's program, we'll tackle sexism in France. Last Tuesday, some 40 female French journalists from several major media houses signed a petition denouncing sexism from politicians. "Get your paws off me," reads the headline of the French daily Libération. Inside the pages of the newspaper, female reporters detail sexist behavior in the hallways of power. For example, one reports that while working at the National Assembly, she was greeted with a lawmaker saying, "Ha, but you're on the game, hustling for a client." Karine Bécart, a political journalist at France Inter, explains why she signed the petition.
There are many types and varieties of this kind of behavior. Each of us has experienced different things. For example, so you understand what I'm talking about, I found myself face-to-face, something that happens often, for a lunch with a politician. It's something done to get information and to better understand what's going on behind the scenes. Well, during this lunch, the right-wing politician happened to notice the color of my bra. Throughout a portion of this lunch, the conversation kept going back to this topic. After a certain point, I didn't know what to do to change the subject. Even if you say no to that person and try to tell him that you came to meet him for something else and that the color of your bra doesn't really matter, you understand that he wants to talk more about personal things and try to get more if possible.
And the examples of sexist behavior just don't stop there. The petition mentions a deputy running his hands through a female journalist's hair, while a minister's advisor asked a journalist upon her return from holiday if she was tanned all over. The journalist writing in Libération also described insistent text messages or phone calls seeking late-night meetings or even suggestions to pop into a nearby hotel for a bit of fun. The journalist denounced what they call lecherous patriarchism, or patriarchisme lubrique in French. The concept comes from the book Les Mecs Lourds ou le paternalisme lubrique, written by author and journalist Natacha Henry. She explains the concept.
So I called it paternalisme lubrique, which is paternalism is an attitude that dates back from to the 19th century, where big people in big industries were kind to their workers in order to keep their workers where they had to remain, peaceful and quiet. And lubrique means really vulgar. Maybe lecherous would be the right word. It means they use sexual comments. So basically, the situation is like this. The man is in power or has some power. He's older than the woman. He has a better car, a bigger flat, a better salary. You know, he's someone in the French society. And he has in front of him a woman who's working. She's younger. She's not in power. And he will take advantage of that situation to make some strange sexual comments that will make her feel very uncomfortable. The French situation is that they then say, oh, we're just being very French, we're just, you know, womanizers, we're paying a compliment to the woman. But really what it is sexual harassment.
If you read through the petition, you might notice something. Its authors did not name any officials who made sexist remarks. That decision sparked a debate on naming and shaming those engaged in sexist behavior. Claude Bartolon, the president of the French National Assembly, called for the names of the politicians to be revealed. But Isabelle Germain, who heads Nouvelle News, a feminist website and magazine, says it's more complicated than that.
It's a question that was asked by a member of parliament. Should we name and shame? I think so, but it's extremely complicated. When you shame someone, you can be sued for defamation because it's very complicated to obtain proof of what you say. Ideally, we should be giving names and be organized. This is the best way to fight sexism. Men who say these kinds of remarks don't realize the impact of their words. They feel that these are trivial. I think that when they read this, many of them didn't think that they were targeted by it.
En lisant cette tribune, beaucoup d'entre eux n'ont pas dû se sentir concernés.
Henri agrees.
I don't think they can because If you give a name of someone who's been harassing you, you need witnesses. So unless several of these women have had the same experience with the same man, it's really very difficult to name those people. These people are in power. They have good lawyers. They have friends who are very powerful lawyers. So you can't be on your own and name people who've been harassing you. What I really want now to see is that they get the support of their editors-in-chief and people who are hiring them to do this job, because basically these women cannot work in a non-hostile environment because of this kind of behavior. So they should not have named these people. I think they should get the support of the people who employ them.
Those who were quick to criticize the petition were mostly men. Journalist Patrick Cohen, one of France's most famous journalists and head of France Inter's morning show, said, and I quote, "There is a little problem with news hierarchy, right? The issue of sexism and women's place in politics is not just about those 40 journalists." Germain says this is typical.
This is a typical case of what is called mansplaining, where men explain to women what to think. It's always there when you tackle a topic related to sexism. There's always a man to say, "No, but wait, it doesn't matter. There's more serious things in life. It's not that we must fight." It never ends. It's a bit like when you talk about equal pay and you're told, in Afghanistan, it's a lot worse for women. So this is exaggerated, and it shows that men, including some journalists, always minimize sexism.
Although this petition highlights sexism from politics, French newsrooms are not void from this problem either. Only 16 reporters among the 40 who signed the petition choose to disclose their names. The rest of the journalists prefer to remain anonymous due to their complicated professional situation. That's what Germain says.
There are very few female editors-in-chief. In my career, and many women journalists will tell you the same thing, I've met male directors that have exactly the same reactions as those politicians. There's even a form of complicity between them.
Outside the media sphere, sexism and sexual harassment remains a widespread problem in France. A recent study showed that 100% of women using Paris Metro had been victim of sexist remarks at least once. Henri says there is one major difference now. The government is trying to fix the problem.
The first version of the book was in 2003. Then there was another one in 2011. I have seen changes because the first time I wrote that book 12 years ago, women were not talking about this. And they were telling me, "Oh, wow, I thought I was the only one to feel uncomfortable when this happens. And now I understand that others feel the same way." The other big change is that we had a change in the law regarding sexual harassment at work in 2012. It's a much better law than the one we had before, because it does take into account the situation that I describe in the book, which is making the woman feel uncomfortable by making sexist remarks. This was not in the French law before, and it is now.
Women's Rights Minister Marisol Touraine said the petition was a good reminder that sexism is everywhere in the French society. Karine Bécart notes that as more women enter politics, the more inappropriate sexist remarks will become.
I think at some point we need to get together. The more of us there are, the more likely we are to speak up against this kind of behavior. Only then will these men be scared to continue being sexist. We know that they don't want to share any of their power with us and that they'll do what it takes to hang on to it. The fight is far from being won.
But step by step, things are slowly changing in France. The new head of the public broadcaster France Télévisions is a woman. However, for regular journalists and reporters who are paid less and offered less opportunities than men, there is still a long way to go. For RFI, I'm Fabien-Yannick Charbonnel.